Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to Radio Free Redoubt, episode 23-07, the seventh podcast. And boy, has it been painful getting this far here in 2023. As many of you know, we've been plagued with some live streaming issues, and it appears that, Stream Monster has just failed. They've just collapsed in on themselves, and so we've been looking for an alternative. On top of that, we've had to contend with an abysmal internet situation. Well, praise the Lord, we have upgraded our internet, and we are now able to do the live streams and Sunday evening shows. And we are looking very much forward to beginning to do interviews again. So we're going to have some great guests in the future shows, and 2023 is going to turn out to be a lot better than it started off. I'll tell you that. It was pretty rough, but we'll be going on 12 years, and so far so good. I mean, it's been fairly smooth. We've had some hiccups and, you know, computer crashes just as you're getting ready to start the show, or you know, something or another over the years. But by and large, it's been relatively smooth for not having a multi-million-dollar budget and a multi-million-dollar studio. We've been very effective, and so we're very grateful for that. And we're also grateful for this latest update, or this upgrade, and it's a little bit different venue. For those of you that are listening tonight, good evening. Those of you who are listening to the Podbean live stream, you're able to chat there, and I'm able to when I'm able to look at some of those messages and give you a quick wave back while I'm going through the show. Prior to the show, we're going to, it's like tonight, airing one of the Wall Builders podcasts from this previous week, and that will be the Constitutionally Protecting or Defending Your Family, part one. So it looks like we're going to be back on tonight. This is a dry run with the first time using Podbean for a Sunday night show. I have done some testing with this, and so far it's worked really well. We'll see. So tonight I'm just going to do one segment. I'm going to cover some news in the news and commentary. I've got several things that I wanted to line up last weekend, and fighting the whole internet live stream, everything that I was dealing with, and not having the upgraded internet like we do. The last few days have just been, you know, setting up the routers and so on. So I'm not prepared to do a full 3 or 4 segment show tonight. But it's good to be back with you guys. Hopefully you feel the same. First of all, let's go international. There's a lot of stuff really going on right now. China is extremely concerning. I'll get to that in just a minute with an update from S2 Underground. But first, from Amir Sarfati. He's an author, public speaker, a subject matter expert from Israel. He's a Christian, and he's traveling the world. And really keeping up on the latest of what's going on with the Israeli developments or things in the Middle East, but really all around the world. And he was a former Israeli, an officer in the Israeli military defense. And so anyway, this is what he's got right now. This is coming from his Telegram channel. And had a listener, fortunately, went through and kind of pulled all of these postings that are related to this into one place. All eyes on Israel. This is where we're headed. This is the times that we're in right now. It's all going to come down to focusing on Israel. Everything else is peripheral, even though they're major. Countries are going to be taken out at the knees. We're on the edge of World War III right now. And some would argue that we're already underway. But the Western nations are being subverted. The United States is at the top of the list from the globalists, from the Bolshevik globalists that are working to take down America right now. So the fight is on for the soul of the nation. There's no question about it. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu invited opposition leader Yair Lapid for a security update. And usually this happens when something serious is on the way. There's a lot of stuff going on with Iran right now, and this is what a lot of his briefing is about. The Egyptian army found and dismantled a long-range missile launcher that was ready to be launched from Sinai toward the Eilat, towards Eilat, and that was yesterday. Reports of GPS jamming in northern Israel. I've been tracking that. I'm going to put something related to that. And GPS jamming alerts, an app in the Amron Beacon. Go to Amron.com and click on the Amron Beacon there, and that'll take you, click on the link that'll take you to the Amron Beacon page. Working on the internet and upgrading and updating computer stuff and everything else, I got behind on the Partisan Operator journals and the Amron Beacon, which I was hoping to have finished up by Friday close of business, but I'm only about halfway through it. So it's going to be 24 to 48 hours before I get the next beacon out. But I have a resource there I want to put in there for tracking GPS jamming that's going on around the world. Well, Amir Sarfati picked up on that. Because of that, the IDF has canceled all vacations. The Israeli Defense Forces, they're pulling them all in tight. So something really major is going on there. The Israeli Minister of Defense informed his American counterpart on the recent events, which I'm not sure how useful that is under this regime. But according to American officials, intelligence data indicates that Iran is preparing to carry out attacks against U.S. bases in Syria. An IDF spokesman says the IDF warplanes recently attacked additional targets in Syria territory, including a military compound for the 4th Division radar and artillery positions used by the Syrian army. This follows the attack by the IDF using a remotely manned aircraft on the launchers in Syria from which the rockets were fired at Israel. All of the attacks were carried out following the rocket fire that occurred earlier Sunday from Syrian territory toward Israel. The IDF considers the Syrian state responsible for everything that happens in its territory and will not allow attempts to violate Israel's sovereignty, it says. From the New York Times, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps are preparing to use drones to attack Israeli-owned ships in the Persian Gulf and the Arabian Sea. Another report, the commander of an elite unit in the Iranian Revolutionary Guards is responsible for launching the rockets from Syria into Israel. So after a tense night in which three rockets were launched from Syrian territory into Israel, it turns out that the commander of the Quds force of the Revolutionary Guards is in Syria and was responsible for the attack. So they're projecting their military might forward and operating out of Syria, other places as well, but right now, primarily Syria. Remember, biblical prophecy tells us that Damascus will be wiped off the face of the earth. It will be nuked. It will not ever be inhabited again. And this could very well be the events leading up to the cause of that, or the result of that. Arab media is reporting the American aircraft carrier USS George Bush is in the last week off the coast of Syria to help the American forces in the face of attacks by pro-Iranian militias against the American forces. The aircraft carrier George Washington is also in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Italy. France's President Macron said in an interview with Politico Europe, Europe must reduce its dependency on the United States and avoid getting dragged into a confrontation between China and U.S. over Taiwan. So they're trying to separate right now. Of course, they love the United States being NATO protection there for all those Euro trash globalists there. But anyway, let's talk about that real quick. I've got S2 Underground pulled up, and he's been doing a really great job with this. There's several stories that he keyed in on. You guys probably heard about FBI and Special Operations Command were doing a training exercise and raided the wrong hotel room and actually took down somebody that was not part of the training exercise, ended up being a Delta pilot who called the police afterward. And that's how it got up on the police blotter and became known openly. So they're trying to keep that covered up. But let's get to the Chinese situation right now. Things are really intense over there. Under his international events category at S2 Underground, the S2 Underground Wire, Republic of China forces are on alert as plan ships, People's Liberation Army, Navy, their ships and aircraft conduct surprise drills in the Taiwan Strait and beyond. So far, China has declared the surprise exercises will take place in areas that strategically surround the island of Taiwan. Currently, 9 plan ships and 70-plus aircraft have been detected on radar, and the analyst comment, you'll see AC and then a commentary after that. That means analyst's comments or commentary. This is an increase in the forces normally seen for standard plan exercises. So I'm going to just share the analyst comments with you here in this S2 Underground Wire that just came out. In the Pacific Theater, the grand question remains, are these drills by Chinese forces really just exercises, or are they deception operation and in turn a prelude to war? No one can know for certain, but the evidence points to this snap exercise being largely a reflection of posturing rather than an immediate indicator of an invasion. These activities are likely in response to the Taiwan Prime Minister meeting with American politicians in California, which we covered on the morning commute late last week. This demonstration is also likely due to Pentagon officials beginning to step up arms production to support Taiwan, much like the U.S. did with Ukraine. Additionally, April is a common time frame for China to conduct large-scale military drills. Of course, normally they put out the word, we are going to be starting a training exercise next week. And then they do it. This is just coming out of the blue, which I suspect is how China is going to, that's how they're going to carry it out. It will be a snap drill, quick movement without prior announcement, and then it'll be explained as a training exercise, and then they go live. So that's exactly what Russia did, too, when they went into Ukraine. This is just a training exercise. So this demonstration is also likely due to Pentagon officials beginning to step up arms production to support Taiwan, which they've been talking about all last week, what arms to send to Taiwan. And now they're even talking about sending troops. But let me continue. Much like the U.S. did with Ukraine. Additionally, April is a common time frame for China to conduct large-scale military drills. The detection of 9X service vessels, while very significant and historical, is not indicative of the dozens of ships that would be necessary for amphibious landings to occur. At most, this exercise is the latest substantial increase in China's deception operations. One day, the drill, quote-unquote, will not be a drill, but rather a legitimate military operation. However, until that day, PLA officials will seek to muddy the waters, testing ROC, Republic of China, defensive responses, and causing confusion for the real strike when it comes. So that's what we've got so far going on in China, and we're watching that very closely. Of course, AMRON, is there for emergencies, disasters, and civil defense. This would certainly be a civil defense situation, and we'll see how that will affect us and how we might be able to contribute to civil defense here in our own country and weigh the risks and try to determine what objectives might be there for us to meet if we're able to. So just stay ready and stay trained, stay practicing, and make sure you've got whatever gear you're not using, keep it stowed away in Faraday right now. So once it goes down, it won't give much of a warning. Let's see. Let's take it a little closer to home in the American Redoubt. Governor Inslee from Washington State has announced an unprecedented state purchase of a 3-year supply of mifepristone. He's joining the Attorney General Ferguson, boo, in committing to protect access to medical abortion. Seriously, they're using this, they're getting this 3-year supply purchased of mifepristone, an abortion medication used safely. Safe for who? Somebody dies every time it's used. But anyway, it's been used safely for more than 2 decades, according to this governor's press release. Inslee directed the State Department of Corrections, using their budget, using its existing pharmacy license, to purchase the medication last month. The full shipment was delivered on March 31st. Inslee was joined at a press conference this last week, I think it was Friday, by legislators who are introducing legislation authorizing the State Department of Corrections to distribute or sell, now they're in the, they're drug dealers now, drugs that specifically are designed to kill babies, dissolve babies, but to sell or distribute the medication to licensed health providers across the state. So now the State Department of Corrections in Washington is a pharmacy. And by Attorney General Bob Ferguson, boo, who is helping lead a multi-state lawsuit aiming to protect access to the medication. These people are sick. Speaking of sicknesses in Washington State, the state Senate passed the assault weapon ban in a Saturday session. It's my understanding it still has one more hurdle. House Bill 1240 cleared another hurdle Saturday as the Senate passed the bill 27-21. The bill would ban the sale, manufacture, and distribution of what the state defines as assault weapons in Washington State. And of course, just like every other Democrat-ran area, the more gun control they implement, the higher the crime, the higher the shootings, the higher the crime rate, violent crime rates go. But, well, let's not muddy these guys' agenda with facts, right? If the bill receives final passage, Washington will join 9 other states and Washington, D.C. in banning assault weapons. Yeah, all of these cesspools where the murder rates have just skyrocketed the more that they have implemented. So they don't learn. Anyway, that's all I have right now. Most of this is news and commentary, but we're focusing on this. I've got a great report on what really drove January 6th. And that was just an eye-opener. I had hoped to get to that, you know, last week. It was on my docket to cover, but then we had, you know, more of the technical issues. This week, we made the upgrades. We're stoked, but because of everything involved in that, I did not have the time to really put into pulling everything together for a full-length show tonight. So this is a good debut, one segment, episode 23-07. So give me your feedback and let me know what you thought, the quality of the audio, what's it sounding like on your end, and did this work for you? It's pretty simple to download the Podbean app, and I posted a link to the show in the posting. That should take you to Podbean where you can listen, but really looking forward to your feedback and how well that worked and how smooth it operated and everything for you. For now, this will be the platform we'll be moving forward on, and I like it. It's a lot more interactive. So, and Podbean's taken great care of us for, well, 12 years now. All right. Well, with that, you guys have a blessed and a safe week this week. Keep your powder dry. Stay frosty, and stay tuned. All right. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. Join us every morning for the morning commute with my wife, Lady Liberty, 7 a.m. Pacific, coming out of Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course, the live stream as well. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Listen to RFR tab, And that will open up the page where you can find all the different ways to listen to us. I'll be adding this Podbean stream to those resources. You guys have a great week. Good night.